From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oshesky. The Jefferson City Police have raised the reward for information about missing 4-year-old Darnell Gray to $11,000. Gray went missing last Thursday in Jefferson City. This morning's briefing had over 100 law enforcement and emergency services personnel in attendance, including the FBI and Missouri State Highway Patrol. Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams says they are expanding their search.
This amount of time for an unattended 4-year-old is what makes it critical. Him missing in itself is something that we are concerned with, but now that we're in the fifth day, that makes it critical because of the fact that we believe he's by himself.
Williams says anyone with information on Gray can contact authorities and remain anonymous. The city of Sedalia has received $2.3 million in grants to finish the final gap in the Katy Trail. The federal government contributed $1 million, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources is contributing the remaining money to connect the Katy Trail between Sedalia and Katy Depot. As of now, visitors must share a road with vehicles between those two points. City Administrator Calvin Shaw says it's dangerous for bicyclists, horseback riders, and pedestrians to share streets with vehicles. Former State Representative Chris Kelly has announced his intention to run for Columbia mayor. Kelly has previously served in the Missouri House of Representatives from 1982 to 1994, and again from 2008 to 2012. Teresa Mallady, former Commerce Bank president, will serve as his campaign chair. Natalie Krawitz, former University of Missouri Vice President for Finance and Administration and Chief Financial Officer, will serve as Kelly's treasurer. Kelly says his campaign will be based on infrastructure and getting the city to work together again, something he sees lacking with current leadership.
Recently, the county felt it was necessary to sue the city. If I am mayor, we're not going to be suing one another. We're going to be sitting down, and I don't mean there's not real problems, but we're going to be sitting down and working out the problems.
Current Mayor Brian Tree says he has yet to announce if he will run for re-election. Kelly plans to officially file for candidacy Tuesday morning. A deer that tested positive for chronic wasting disease was found only 25 miles from an elk herd that was reintroduced to Missouri at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Missouri Department of Conservation reported last week that the deer tested positive for the disease, which is contagious and always fatal to deer, elk, and similar animals. Jasmine Batten, the department's wildlife disease coordinator, said the disease has yet to reach the herd, but the deer found recently is close enough to be of concern. GOP Senate candidate Josh Hawley says it's up to individual congregations about whether they should have an armed security presence. After a deadly shooting this weekend at a Pittsburgh synagogue, President Donald Trump told reporters the perpetrator may have been stopped if the place of worship had armed guards. That remark evoked criticism, including from Pittsburgh's mayor. After a rally today in Chesterfield, Hawley was asked about whether he agreed with the president's comments.
I think it's up to the local congregations of whatever faith background, how they want to protect themselves and what that looks like for them. But I do want to say strongly that the person who committed this atrocity needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I hope prosecutors will seek the maximum penalties.
Prosecutors said today they were seeking approval for the death penalty for Robert Bowers, who was accused of killing 11 people on Saturday. I'm Chris Oshesky, KBIA News, Columbia.